Your Ticket to Work, What You Need to Know to Keep It Working for You, 2026, publication number 05-10062, January 2026, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. Congratulations on your participation in the Ticket to Work program. This publication contains information that can help you succeed in the program. Will you review my disability while I am in the program? We won't conduct a medical review of your disability as long as you make progress in the Ticket to Work program. However, if we started a disability review before you began participating, we'll finish the review. If you have any questions about the Ticket to Work program, call the Ticket to Work helpline toll-free at 1-866-968-7842 or TTY 1-866-833-2967. How does Social Security determine my progress? While you're in the program, we'll review your progress in achieving the goals of your employment plan approximately every 12 months. We consider participation in the program to begin when you sign an agreement. The following table explains how we determine whether you're making timely progress towards your goal. Review period. First review. Work requirements. 3 months at or above the trial work period level. Education requirement. High school diploma, GED, or undergrad, 2 or 4 year college. Technical trade or vocational program. Completed 60% of full-time course load for 1 year. Review period. Second review. Work requirements. 6 months at or above the trial work period level. Education requirement, undergrad, 2 or 4 year college. Technical trade or vocational program. Completed 75% of full-time course load for 1 year. Review period, third review. Work requirements, 9 months at or above the substantial gainful activity level. Education requirement, completion of a 2 year college degree or for a 4 year degree, completion of another academic year of full-time study. Technical trade or vocational program, completed the program. Review period, fourth review. Work requirements, 9 months at or above the substantial gainful activity level. Education requirement, completion of another academic year of full-time study toward a 4 year degree or higher. Review period, fifth review. Work requirements, 6 months of work and have earnings in each of those months that prevent payment of Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI benefits, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI payments. Education requirement, completion of another academic year of full-time study toward a 4 year degree. Review period, sixth review. Work requirement, work criteria are same as fifth review for this and subsequent reviews. Education requirement, completion of the program, 4 year degree or higher. In 2026, we consider you to be working for the trial work period if your earnings are over $1,210 per month. In 2026, we consider earnings over $1,690, over $2,830 if you are blind, to be substantial. For reviews 1 through 5, we accept a combination of required education and earnings. What happens if I am not making progress? If we determine that you're not making progress in the Ticket to Work program, we won't postpone future medical reviews. You can continue in the Ticket to Work program even if we find that you're not making progress. What if I start making progress again? Whenever you think you're making progress again, contact the Ticket to Work helpline. We'll make a decision about your progress. As long as you meet the disability rules, are eligible to take part in the program, and start making progress as expected, we won't begin a medical review. What if I disagree with the decision? Once we make our decision, we'll send you a letter explaining it. If you disagree with the decision, you have 30 days to ask Social Security to review it. Working and your benefits. How do my earnings affect my benefits? If you've completed your trial work period, are working and have substantial earnings, we may stop your Social Security disability benefits. We can quickly start your benefits again if your income drops, or you stop work and still have a disability. As your earnings increase, we reduce your SSI payment until your earnings reach a level where you are no longer eligible to receive payments. We count less than half of your earnings when figuring your SSI payment. For an explanation of how earnings affect your benefits, read Working While Disabled, How We Can Help, publication number 05-10095. You can print it from our website, www.ssa.gov, or you can call our toll-free number, 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778. Need assistance reporting wages? In April 2025, Social Security started using a Payroll Information Exchange, PIE. We can use PIE to get your monthly wage information directly from payroll data providers, PDPs, but only if we have your permission. You might not have to report your wages every month if we receive them through PIE. If you want us to get your wage information this way, you can fill out the SSA-8240 form to give your permission. This form is available on the forms page on ssa.gov. To learn more, visit www.ssa.gov/ssi/spotlights/spot-pie.htm and www.ssa.gov/ssi/spotlights/spot-reporting-earnings.htm. What happens to my health benefits? Your Medicare may continue for at least 8.5 years after you start work if you still have a disability. Your Medicaid may also continue, depending on the state where you live and your earnings amount. Where can I get more information? For more information about the Ticket to Work program, call the Ticket to Work helpline toll-free at 1-866-968-7842 or TTY 1-866-833-2967 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Or you can visit our website, www.ssa.gov/work. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Get useful information, find publications, and get answers to frequently asked questions. When you open a personal My Social Security account, you have more capabilities. You can review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, and get estimates of future benefits. You can also print a benefit verification letter, change your direct deposit information, Social Security beneficiaries only, and get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. If you live outside the United States, visit www.ssa.gov/foreign to access our online services. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by phone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you need to speak with someone, or if you need to make an appointment to come into an office, call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. A member of our staff can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.